In a world full of rush and hurry, it's so important to set aside time to just be still. To reconnect that vital relationship with a God who loves and wants to be close to you. So sit back and settle in for the next few minutes. And welcome to Common Prayer.
Welcome back, my friends, to Common Prayer. It is Friday, day 9 of our journey through this important and hopefully really meaningful Lenten season. So glad that you're joining us today as we continue through our second week. And we so hope that this pause, this 10 minutes or so every day, is helping to center you, to quiet your heart, and to pay just a little closer attention to the Lord. And just a reminder that each day for Lent, we're giving you just a single word, just one word from our scripture reading to meditate on. And it is our practice as we begin our time together each day to invite you to take some moments of quiet, just so you can prepare yourself before the presence of the Lord. Our word for today is ask. Ask. And I want to invite you to do that, to ask the Lord to speak to your heart and your mind. And as one of my friends described Lent, to ask the question, what is clogging the pipes of your spiritual life right now? Ask Him to show you that and to give you exactly what you need for today. Ask Him, too, to help you be able to receive what He has for you. Let's take a couple of deep breaths and begin our time of silence right now. Well, our scripture today comes from Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. And here's what it says. Ask, and it will be given to you. Ask, and it will be given to you. Pretty straightforward, right? Ask, Jesus teaches, and it will be given to you. And maybe you're like me, it just really helps for me to know what that word ask really means, especially in context. In a Greek New Testament dictionary, I found out that there are at least seven different verbs for the word ask. But in our particular verse, the verb to ask, I think you pronounce it aiateo, that word ask most frequently suggests the attitude of a suppliant, the petition of one who is lesser in position than to the one whom the petition is made. For example, in the case of Jesus' followers asking something as humans from God, their Father. And the verb ask there also is written in a tense that we would express and understand as this: ask and keep asking. Don't just ask once, but ask and keep asking, and it will be given to you. So Jesus invites us to keep at it and to never stop, and I love that. This teaching also happens to apply both to the way we approach others and the way we approach the Lord. Author Dallas Willard points out He says how beautiful it is to see relationships in which asking and receiving are a joyful and a loving way of life. Asking and receiving, asking and receiving. But you might be thinking, as I was, asking can be risky, can't it? It can, because when we ask for what we need, there's no guarantee that we'll get it. We might not get everything that we ask for. But it is only through asking that we learn humility and we can really discover our interdependence and allow both others and God to express genuine care for us. And it's in this way that our relationship with God and with one another can become more authentic, honest, and intimate. Asking might prove to be kind of tough for some of us, though, as well. Maybe you were raised in a home where you saw important adults in your life hide their real needs. And as a result of that, you learn to hide your needs too. And because we want to appear pretty strong and together, self-sufficient, we learn without even maybe being aware of it, we learn not to ask. And I think it's important to realize that the season of Lent, with so many other things, challenges us to become more aware of our need, to become more aware of our need for God's grace and for his help. Lent is an invitation for us to notice how needy we really are and to stop pretending, to ask. Our good Father wants to not only give us good gifts, but to give us the gift of himself as well. Allow me to ask you this as I ask myself. Is it hard for you to be an asker? Is it hard for you to be an asker? Do you have any idea why? And is there a challenge, a struggle, or a need that's surfacing in your life right now that might be highlighting your need to ask God, a close friend, or a family member for help? Is there a challenge that you need help for? Lent invites us to recognize and to actually experience our need for God and for others. God never intends our needs to cause us shame, nor does he ever intend for us to bear our burdens alone. He intends us and he created us to share them. Today, as our daily practice, I want to encourage you, being very aware of your need for God's help, to step out and to ask for the help that you need, either from God or from a trusted friend. Ask for help in something that you're struggling with or something that you're anxious about. Maybe it's a decision, a difficult situation, a relationship challenge. And as you ask for help, keep asking, especially from the Lord. Keep asking, and you can be assured that it will be given to you. Amen. We'll see you next time.
Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. You can now access and subscribe to Common Prayer episodes on the Google Podcast Store, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. course, you can always check back daily right here for episodes at cpc.org. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.